Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, November 2nd. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Oil prices are rising this morning amid growing geopolitical tensions in the Red Sea that could disrupt supply. Yesterday, Iran's Tasnim news agency said Tehran had deployed a destroyer to the sea after the U.S. Navy destroyed three boats there carrying Iran-supported militants who had earlier attacked a container ship, marking the first close combat between U.S. forces and Houthi fighters. In Japan, two planes have collided at Tokyo's Haneda Airport, with an Airbus A350 from Japan Airlines bursting into flames after it collided with a Coast Guard plane shortly after landing. Public broadcaster NHK quoted a Japan Airlines spokesperson who said the 367 passengers and 12 crew on board were all able to escape. The status of those on board the Coast Guard plane wasn't immediately known. And the Netherlands has blocked chip equipment manufacturer ASML's exports to China of some lithography systems, which are essential to making advanced microprocessors. The move comes after the Netherlands, Japan, and the U.S. agreed to start restricting such exports, which are aimed at limiting China's access to advanced semiconductor technologies. In response, China's foreign ministry said this morning that it opposed the U.S.'s generalization of the concept of national security and its, quote, coercion of other countries into imposing a technological blockade against China. Stock markets in Asia ended the day lower, while European shares are moving higher in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are pointing to a lower open on this first trading day of the year. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast, which you can add to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.